freedom isn't what most Americans think it is. While we pride ourselves on being the land of the free, about 50 countries rank higher in civil and political liberties. The dominant American conception of freedom, as merely the absence of constraints or government interference, fundamentally misses the point. In war-torn Ukraine, Timothy Snyder discovered that what people sought wasn't just the absence of Russian soldiers, but the possibility for growth, purpose, and a better future. True freedom isn't inherited or given. It must be actively created through collective effort and individual virtue. Countries emphasizing freedom too, positive freedom, consistently outperform the United States even on freedom from measures. This isn't coincidental. It reflects a profound misunderstanding of what freedom requires. Freedom begins with sovereignty, knowing oneself and the world sufficiently to make value judgments and realize them in action. But how can we achieve this in a world increasingly designed to make us predictable? Freedom may exist beyond the physical world, where sovereign individuals make unique commitment combinations that authorities and machines can't easily predict. This realm of values operates differently than physical reality. Choosing beauty creates more beauty, not less. Values can't be compared by size, and choosing one doesn't diminish it. Through these value interactions, we generate unpredictability and recognize this quality in each other. Today's digital environment threatens this unpredictability. Social media algorithms categorize us by our least interesting features, manufacturing probability for easier manipulation. These systems exploit brain hacks, experimental isolation, intermittent reinforcement, confirmation bias, and social conformity. When hacked this way, we become vulnerable to all explaining ideologies and conspiracy theories that make us feel secure while making us increasingly predictable. Isn't it time we recognize these patterns and broke free? Freedom manifests as movement, not just physical, but through possibilities, choices, and futures. Mobility grants everyone access to essential resources like food, water, healthcare, and public spaces. We all require assistance for mobility. Some simply need more, highlighting our shared condition. The American dream once symbolized social mobility across permeable class boundaries, supported by post-depression policies. Beginning in 1981 under Reagan, these policies were dismantled. Unions weakened, antitrust laws neglected, wealthy tax burdens reduced, justified by the belief that government intervention could only harm. The results have been devastating. Mass incarceration restricts millions of Americans' mobility in both space and time, disproportionately affecting Black communities and correlating with poverty rather than crime rates. Simultaneously, extreme wealth inequality has made social mobility nearly impossible. Since the 1980s, new wealth has concentrated in the hands of the 0.01%, an oligarchy controlling as much wealth as half the population while paying lower effective tax rates than working Americans. The equation is simple. Inequality creates immobility, and immobility produces unfreedom. Democracy fundamentally depends on truthful, risky speech. We protect it because tyranny is born of lies. Worldwide, truth-tellers face brutal consequences. Syrian dissidents endure torture, Belarusian protesters face imprisonment, Chinese journalists disappear, and Russian critics face assassination attempts. Not all free speech rhetoric genuinely protects speakers. Oligarchs claim to be canceled while launching invasions, or declare themselves free speech absolutists while implementing selective censorship. When freedom of speech merely removes barriers for those already controlling information spaces, marginalized voices remain unheard. The phrase free speech misleads. It's not speech that's oppressed, but people who speak truth. Without factuality, our fourth form of freedom, we cannot understand infant brain development, algorithmic influence, wealth concentration, or climate systems. Facts help us remain unpredictable and free by challenging our prejudices. While values may vary between cultures, facts must anchor our conversations about shared challenges. No freedom without solidarity was the motto of the Polish labor movement that helped topple communism in Eastern Europe. This insight captures how freedom cannot exist in isolation. Young individuals develop sovereignty through others' sustained care, while their ability to move freely builds on previous generations' efforts. When society settles for negative freedom alone, it sides with non-human forces against human interests. The mere avoidance of barriers isn't uniquely human. Pathogens and malware demonstrate this equally well. This reductive view champions forces that harm human flourishing: viral spread, invasive advertising, tax avoidance, and environmental degradation. Escapism represents solidarity's antithesis, abandoning collective struggle for individual safety. Under negative freedom's narrow conception, figures like Putin, Trump, and Musk are celebrated for evading constraints while restricting others' freedoms. The wealthy few's attempt to monopolize the future through technological and financial domination effectively limits possibilities for the broader population. Freedom's preservation requires careful attention to language. Uncritically accepting terms like free market or elevating efficiency shifts focus from human purposes to calculations of speed and cost. This dehumanizing language has historically justified atrocities from slavery to concentration camps. Recognizing these linguistic traps is essential for maintaining genuine human freedom through solidarity. To ensure future generations live in freedom, we need three essential rights: voting rights, mental autonomy, and universal health care. Healthcare particularly supports Liberty Insured because Americans would face less fear when changing jobs, starting businesses, or pursuing education. Families need time that only sound policy can provide: parental leave, predictable scheduling, paid sick days, accessible childcare, and mandatory vacation time like other developed nations. The labor market must be designed around human freedom, not simply labeled a free market. Current tax policies create perverse incentives. Companies receive breaks for automation, but little support for worker development. If the market's purpose is freedom, profiting from human detention contradicts this goal. Private prisons create dangerous incentives for incarceration, while mass incarceration perpetuates historical inequities. Social media requires reform through regulation, including privacy protections and algorithm transparency. We must protect our unpredictability by creating surveillance-free spaces and maintaining human agency in an increasingly automated world. Freedom follows five geometric rules in the fifth dimension of values: difference, physical world and values are distinct; plurality, many virtues exist simultaneously; intransitivity, virtues cannot be hierarchically ranked; tension, virtues compete in practical application; and combiniability, virtues can merge to create new ones. This imperfect value world enables genuine freedom. Unlike fascist philosopher Ivan Ilyin, who sought violent perfection through absolute truth, we must accept that no single value can dictate our future. The complexity of values creates space for human agency as we navigate between what is and what ought to be. As Simone Weil noted about contradictory virtues, if I want to see both the lake and the forest, I have to climb higher. Freedom requires ascending together toward a vantage point where we see more clearly what matters. The American false tragedy of choice algorithm constricts freedom by forcing decisions between values like entrepreneurship and social justice when history shows both are possible. Freedom isn't scorn and rejection, but choice and affirmation. Not a shove off a cliff, but a mountain climb. Negative freedom objectifies, positive freedom humanizes. The path to freedom begins not with removing barriers, but with building structures enabling sovereignty, unpredictability, mobility, factuality, and solidarity, the five forms that together create a truly free society.